where every day is a no-repeat workday. This is the Rick Emerson Show.
The best part where he goes, imagine that.
It isn't hard.
Now we'll get to that in a second here. It's Corey Feldman, by the way.
Not Bob Dylan.
A much misunderstood genius.
Makes you want to do it, huh?
And no religion too.
Yes, Jolie. Corey Feldman gets me hot. Have a cigarette, Corey.
Everybody must get stoned.
I'm hard pressed to decide if this is worse than that Perfect Circle version. Probably. All right, we're gonna hear him say, "Imagine that." In just a second.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Jesus. Little douche. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Billy! Okay.
We're
done with that. All right. 503-535-9100. I should have played that last night. Before I sprung that gourds. Let me just real quickly, and then we'll do. Then we'll talk about the party, and we'll get a couple of geek calls and stuff. Last night at Kelly's, there was a bunch of people there for the rock and roll, Barfly Rock History 101. And then there was a bunch of people that were not. And in particular, there was this one table of hipsters right in front of me. And it's like the one guy had a Napoleon Dynamite shirt on, like the Vote for Pedro. Another guy had, like, the Nirvana shirt on. They all had, like, the corduroy pants. And clearly they just hated me on sight. Because I'm up there in my Muddy River Nightmare Band shirt with my, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon. And then clearly we're from different sides of the cultural tracks. And they just hated me, hated all the music I was playing. Every time I would play an AC/DC song, they would frown at me. And, like, the one guy at one point, I rolled out an AC/DC, because it was all drinking songs. I roll out Have a Drink on Me, one of the finest AC/DC songs of all time. The guy literally looks up and gives me the thumbs down. As I'm playing AC/DC, looks up, gives me the big thumbs down. This, do you have that song? This is where it all went bad, by the way. This is what I started the evening with. This is how they knew. This is what I started with. This is when they started hating me. It's crowd pleasing, right?
Yeah. That's excellent.
All right. I know, you know, it's getting so hot outside. You always need something to cool you off. There's got to be some people out there that like to drink tequila. All right. I was talking to somebody backstage before. And they were telling me there's a lot of you people there that like to drink vodka and orange juice. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so that's when it all started to go wrong with those guys. But I got to tell you, one of life's small pleasures is playing Kiss for people that hate Kiss, forcing them to listen to it at greater and greater volume levels. And then I busted out that six-minute bluegrass version of Gin and Juice and just watching. And they had a prime table because they'd been there first. And watching them torn between whether to leave and give up the table or stay and be subjected to music at, like, ear-shattering volume that they hated, that was... It was like drinking the sweet, sweet tears of small children. So, should we do the party voting right now? All right, okay. So, good God almighty. All right, running so far behind. So behind, so very behind. So we are coming up on the listener party, listener party 8. And so what I'm going to do right now, here's the exact order in which we're going to do this. I'm going to run down some listener party names. We're going to come up with a brief handful, and then we will enable the voting on those. And I think what we'll do is we'll do a Rick Emerson Insta poll, and we will come up with the name for the party. We will figure out by the end of the day, listener party 8. So do you want to do that voting here, or should we do the announcement here and the voting in the next segment, Sarah?
Maybe we should do the announcement here because maybe the title will have to do with the announcement, too.
So we'll
also have two people waiting online to
come on. We'll do the announcement. We'll quickly hit these calls. Then we'll do the voting in the next segment, and then we'll be good. It'll time out.
And then it's the weekend.
Then it's the weekend.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So here's your big announcement. Do we have some sort of an announcement sound? This is cue the drum roll, please, or similar sound effect to note that there is something.
Here's the money that I owe you.
Thank you. So listener party 8. Yet to be named Friday, April 15th at 8 p.m. at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne is going to feature an exciting array of fantastical things happening for your amusement. Not least among them, though, now when I say, let's play a little word association. Jolie, when I say Viper Room, what do you think of?
Snakes.
Okay, that's a dumb answer. Kyle, when I say Viper Room, what do you think of?
I don't know. Did some guy
Phoenix die?
River Phoenix. There you go. Thank you. So... Because everybody on Earth, when they, and those guys are up front, I'm like, well, do you have any relation to the Viper Room in L.A.? And they're like, no, it's a separate company, but, you know, kind of gets his name, you know, gets his, people notice it because it stands out because that Viper Room is so notorious. And so Sarah and I decided, what better way to celebrate the enduring legacy of River Phoenix and his penchant for heroin than at the next listener party, Friday, April 15th, at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. We are going to run the official listener party 8 Dead Celebrity Look-Alike Contest. Now, you are not... You what?
I loved River Phoenix so much.
You can dress like him, and maybe you'll get into really cool prizes.
Tape a syringe to your arm and...
Probably won't look like him.
A series of less talented siblings, and you're him. So there you go. So you are not required, of course, to come as a dead celebrity. It's not like a dress-up contest, a Halloween contest. You don't have to come as anything. You can just come as your adorable selves. But we will be having a contest for the person who comes as the best dead celebrity. So there you go. Coming April 15th at Listener Party 8, Dead Celebrity Contest will be one of the things happening that night. So start working on your costumes now. More details to come, and we'll be naming the party in the next segment of the show. Let's quickly hit a couple of these. We're going to talk to Scott Daly in just 1 second. I briefly got to check in here. William Carlton joins us now in the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Doing groovy, my man.
All right. Now, this is a call that we were going to do a couple weeks ago, and it got bumped till today. Real briefly, I wish we'd had time to talk about this more. You are coming up on setting the World Missile Command record, right?
Well, I'm gonna attempt to break it.
You're going to attempt to break. When is the attempt happening?
Let's have a look. A week from today.
1 week from today. What time?
I'm going to start in the morning, and hopefully it'll be over with by Sunday afternoon.
Now, let me ask you this. I want to make sure that we have proper time to devote for this. Is it possible that we could talk to you someday next week leading up to the event?
Sure, I'll give you a call.
All right, can I do me a favor, William? Can I put you on hold and have you talk to Kyle?
Sure.
Okay, Kyle, the problem is I want to make sure that we have, you know, appropriate time to talk to you. I'm going to put you on hold. Kyle's going to talk to you. We'll set up a day next week that works for you, and we'll get you talked to. Hold on a second. There, you can talk to William there. Thank you so much. Let's briefly welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Scott Daly. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rick. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Scott Daly from FilmFever.org. You get a mouthful of nothing right now. Mouthful of pain.
Yes, indeed.
So how many teeth did they yank out?
They yanked out all four of my wisdom teeth.
Oh.
When? Yesterday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was out of commission for like a summer after I got mine out.
Oh, man. I tell you. But OxyContin is a very, very good thing.
Now, so they gave you the OxyContin. That's the long last. That's the time release kind.
Yeah. So it's really pretty good. But still, man, I tell you. Oh, my jaw, it just hurts like hell.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. We won't force you to do anything this week. Although Tim wants you to know that Sahara is the worst film he's ever seen.
Really? Yes. Wow. Well, I got more pass to give away.
Are you going to be in? Are you going to be in next week?
Yeah, I'll be in next week, and I might have. I'm going to talk about a film called Saints and Soldiers.
Oh, that's right. We talked about the director. I was. Is it the director?
Yeah, an actor.
The actor, right?
Yeah. So I might have him in the studio with me next week.
We'll talk more about that as we get closer to next week. You should spend your time recovering, my friend.
Yes, I totally agree. But I just want to say The Ring 2 opens today, as well as that Disney Ice Princess movie. So I know.
Did you see The Ring 2?
No, it actually screened the same day that I had my wisdom teeth pulled. So, yeah. But my buddy Brett, hang on a second. My buddy
Cooper's
Brett.
Cooper's calling you.
I know. My buddy Brett, who writes for the site, gave it an F. So,
good times.
Yeah. Also on DVD this week is The Incredibles and The End of the Century, the story of the Ramones, is on DVD this
really?
Week.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. That's
indeed.
Fantastic.
Indeed.
All right, man. We'll go recover. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, there you go.
Week.
All right, see, we've already got him. Rick, how about Listener Party 8, Death and Taxes? See, because of the dead celebrity and then the April 15th. All right, so here's what we've got. We've got, Sarah, one break or two here? Two. Okay, I'll tell you what. So here's what we've got. We've got Listener Party 8, Tax Your Liver. We've got Listener Party 0.08. We've got Listener Party 8, Death and Taxes. Let's see. We've got the Listener Party 8, Sin Tax. So I'm going to assemble a couple more. When we come back, I will list you our top candidates. We will then do a Rick Emerson Insta poll vote, and we will determine the name of Listener Party 8 when we return. Don't call yet. We'll do it when we get back. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Max 910. You stay right there. We will continue next. out as part of the Broadcasting Day, final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. All right, I've been looking at this list here. Here's another thing I didn't get to. Lizard girl in hospital. Thousands of visitors besieging a hospital to see a girl who is half human, half lizard. Oh, well.
All right. More room for pus.
Let's see. Listener Party 8. Rick, how about Listener Party 8? A party for posterity.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, it's 503-535-9100, but don't call yet.
Call now.
Don't call. All right, so we're coming up on Listener Party 8, which is going to be April 15th, Friday. At the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. Now we'll be talking about this more and more as we get closer to it. But we just announced if you missed it,
shame on you.
If you missed it, we announced last hour or this hour, maybe a minute ago. I don't know. Whenever we announced this hour, probably the dead celebrity thing. So we will be having a come as a dead celebrity contest. Now it's not required to come. You don't have to come as a dead celebrity. So that's,
there's so much you could do, though. I'm so excited.
The possibilities really are almost unlimited.
So what do you think? Do you think people should just dress as the celebrity, or should they dress as the celebrity in their state of death?
In their state of repose.
Yeah, like if somebody was, you know.
I think we should leave that up to the individual artistic palette of the attendee.
I'm so walking around with syringes and stuff hanging from my arms.
Well, because it widens because you could either come as, then you could either come as young Elvis, or you could come as Elvis dying, trying to push one out. You know? So that's, it's kind of up to you then. So, So there you go. So it's not required for attendance, but we will be, because it is the Viper Room, we will be having a come as a dead celebrity contest. You may either come as the celebrity in a state of life or the celebrity blue choking on their own bile. So there's going to be that as well. So we got that. We got more coming up as we get closer to April 15th. Now I'm going to run down. Here's the thing is we've gotten probably 500 submissions easily. For listener party names over the last, 7-8 days. I'm just going to run down some of them. Listener Party 8, Tax Your Liver. Listener Party 8, so this is kind of because of the dead celebrity thing, Death and Taxes. Listener Party 8, Listener Party 0.08. Listener Party 8, Intaxication. Listener Party 8, Death and Maxes. Listener Party 8, 1040, Nizzle My Shizzle. That doesn't even make any sense. Listener Party 8, Tax That Ass, which people seem to be fond of, but which I'm not entirely sure that that's a thing that I want as my legacy. Listener Party 8, Dude, Where's My Liver? Listener Party 8, Dude, Where's My Wallet? Listener Party 8, Death, Taxes, and Public Intoxication. Listener Party 8, Here, Take 1/3 of My Money to Pay for Killing Brown People. All right, I think our whole goal is to get this down to, four, three?
Two, one.
Earth below us. I had to do it. It's like the... It's been in my head. Is this week over? This is a five-day week.
This has been the slowest week in the world.
This week has taken, 12 or 15 days to get done. I mean, it's like...
We've had, mental breakdowns and all kinds of things happened throughout the week.
I had a nervous collapse on Tuesday, and then...
that was a great way to start the week. Couldn't have it on Thursday or Friday.
Jesus. Well, I'm glad I didn't have it on Friday, because then I'd be dead.
It's true.
I wish gone home and I would have gone home and just done the Ray Combs in the closet there. So we got to get this down to, probably no more than four.
Yeah.
And then people will vote on that. I mean, I just don't even know. I don't even know how to. This is like the NCAA thing. It's the big dance. How do you even get it down to four? I don't even know. I can't even imagine. I wonder if we had to do some sort of internal.
Well, maybe each of us has one that we really like. Because I really like Death and Taxes.
Yeah, but then it's going to make it all, and it's going to become all political. And there's going to be hard feelings, and there's going to be grudges carried. You know, that seems like it's going to be. That seems like a road to some sort of internal strife and bickering. I don't know. Well, what is today? Oh, God, today's Friday. We've got 90 seconds. There's just no way. There's no way. There's no way we can get this narrowed to four by today. It was wrong of me to promise that we would have the name selected today. Well, we announced the dead celebrity thing. What do you want from my life? Get off my ass. What do you want? So we've
nothing.
So nothing! They're anarchists! Somehow that old woman and Kay's whirling have become merged in my head.
I was just thinking of garage right now.
They're called garages! What are these people possibly calling for? Hi there, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Dennis.
Hi, of course it is. Hi there, Dennis. How are you?
I have the perfect name.
Okay.
No taxation without Rick Emersonization.
Is this on? Can you hear me in the back?
Yeah, you can hang up on me now.
Okay. There you go.
That's quite possibly the worst thing I've heard.
That's the worst submission I've ever heard. you can hear more of that razor sharp wit right here tomorrow between noon and 3. Fuel. Right? Dennis Spencer, Margaret, Ian Gordon, and Matt Peters. It's not bad. There are worse in my inbox. All right.
Yeah, that one about the fingernails is just wrong.
Oh, yeah, we had Pulitzer Party 8 fingernail salad. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
And
wrong.
Then somebody in old school there said Listener Party 8 wedges of Clyde. So, all right. And meat sofa. Well, I'm just killing time here for another 12 seconds until this music starts. There's no way we're going to get this done today. See, here's the thing. So coming up on April 15th is the party where, among other things, we will have a dead celebrity contest where if you wish, you can come as a dead celebrity, either in a state of life or a state of death, and we'll have a prize for that. We got more coming up next week, including next week we will be talking to William, who's going to be attempting to break the World Missile Command record. Also next Thursday, Matt the Law Lindland and Randy the Natural Couture are going to be here. The Ultimate Fighter is going to be here for Sport Fight 9, I think it is. That's going to be happening next week. And next week, we will, without fail, pick the listener party day for whatever my claims are worth at this point. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and oft-imitated Sarah X. Dillon. You can hear her Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. alternative mornings with Sarah and Greg. Kyle over there on the phones, Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. As always, we'll see you in 69 hours, Monday, 9:02. Dynamite next, like it's a three-world famous Bill Hendricks Show. 7, listen to Ground Zero this weekend. Fuel tomorrow, noon to 3. Don't let the bastards grind it on. See you all tomorrow. Bye now.
Vote for me. I look forward to blowing up America.